Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 73.
Talking about what do you do when trouble hits your life? Well, it's going to happen. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says, cast all of your cares on him because he cares for you. Sometimes we think, you know what, I can fix this. I don't need God. I don't need to pray. When you finally figure out, man, I got to go to him about everything because I need help from the Lord. I need the wisdom of God. I'm not doing really well here. I can do better if I would ask God what to do. And you know what? The Holy Spirit is with you all the time. You can ask and he will give you an answer. If you get quiet enough, you can hear. That's a key right there. That is a big key right there. Sometimes we are so loud in our accusations and anger and our speech to God. You're just so loud as I can't hear your voice. You say, well, if you turn down your own volume, you could finally hear me. Because the Bible tells us he will speak to us in a still small voice. He wants to talk. He wants to help you. We just got to get out of the way and say, all right, Lord, go ahead and talk. I'm ready to hear. And sometimes you have to put distractions out of your way, whether it be radio, television, the phones, the computers, people. And you just got to get quiet before the Lord says, all right, I'm ready. Ready to download. And you start worshiping and praising and asking. And he will talk right to your spirit and lead you and guide you and show you exactly what you can do in your life. Casting all your cares on him because he cares for you. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, the word of God said, take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought of things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So how much strength are you going to have? Strength for today. Strength for today. So every single day you can get up and say, oh God, I need strength today. I know I'm going to need strength next week and next month and next year. But God, you know what I'm going through right now. I need your presence. I need your help now. Right now, right now, I need your presence, I need your help, I need your anointing, I need you now. And that's just like the children of Israel going through the desert, escaping Egypt, going into the promised land. The Bible says every single day they had manna, but there wasn't leftovers. You couldn't be lazy and say, I'm going to pick up 3 days worth. No, it's spoiled. By faith, by believing God, you had to know that it was going to be there the very next day. If God did it today, why should I think that he would not do it tomorrow? That's not God. That's not the nature of God at all. If he told you it's going to be there every single day, guess what? It's going to be there every single day, and it only came double portion in one day. So they wouldn't go out and pick up the food on the Shabbat, on the Sabbath. And so there they were, obeying faithfully every single day, picking up the manna. What do you have to do? Pick up this manna right here. Eat the Word of God. Consume it every single day. This is your food. This is your strength. This is your life. This is the answers to questions that nobody can answer but him alone. One more. Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah 51 and verse 11. The Bible says, therefore the redeemed of the Lord. That's you. If you know Jesus, that's you. If you don't know Jesus, am I just left on the outside the rest of my life, my existence? No, you can be on the inside. by saying, Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, save me, change me, take my sins away. I repent of my sin. Make me brand new on the inside. Wash me with your blood and cleanse me. Receive me as a child of God right now. Then you've just become from an outsider to an insider. And so the Bible says the redeemed of the Lord shall return, coming to singing and rejoicing and praising to Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning will flee away. There is power in praise, power in worship. There is freedom when we just give it up to God. And sometimes some of the simplest things, we make them so complex that hardly anybody can figure those things out. Now, we can't do that. We just got to go to Him simply saying, God, I'm your child. You know me. I'm in trouble. I need help. I need healing. I need answers. And your word tells me that they are mine. They're for me. So I receive that peace, that calm, that assurance right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to thank you for being a part of Table Talk on this podcast. Whether you listened, whether you viewed it, please share it with somebody. God bless you.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.